L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Hello everybody and welcome to the United Stand, and a positive show, and a positive show for a change, as Manchester United beat Chelsea and Lampard is schooled by Solskjaer for the third time this season. But look, we've got the Pogba backstory, and there is a poll on the United Stand Twitter account at the moment as to whether Paul Pogba should play for Manchester United again after what his agent has said, basically saying that he wants him out of Manchester United. He's not a prisoner there. Solskjaer should be worried about other things. However you dress this up, he is the agent of Paul Pogba. He is the mouthpiece of Paul Pogba. And this is going exactly how I said it would go about 3 weeks ago. I said I can see a deterioration in the United and Pogba relationship because it's about forcing a move in the summer. Because as we know, last summer, Manchester United kept Paul Pogba against his will. And I think Pogba realises if he keeps his gob shut and he's professional, they'll keep him. So we've sort of, I do have a sympathy with Pogba, which I'll talk about in a moment. But look, let's start off on the positive. As Solskjaer said after the game, last night's comments from Raiola didn't seem to make much of an impact on the pitch, as Manchester United won three valuable points that put us 3 points off Chelsea in fourth place. Home game against Watford at the weekend is a must win, and we're back in the race for top four again when we could have been out of it. So that is a big positive. But look, let me just say, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has a lot of critics. I'm one of those critics. I remain one of those critics. It's important that he has his critics because he hasn't been that good for the last year. But when things go well, he's our manager. There is an opportunity for him to stay as our manager beyond the summer. Now, many people think that's ridiculous. And to be honest with you, last night's result doesn't change that to me. I still think he'll be gone in the summer because I still think bad results are around the corner. But when it goes well, you've got to highlight the positives and hope that those positives continue. And for me, there was three immediate things that I thought were really good from Solskjaer that he had control of. The first thing was Eric Bailly coming into the team. Now, Eric Bailly looked a bit rusty. We all know that. Some of his passing, some of his positional play was off. But this is his first game in not far off a year. I don't think he's played since back end of last season. So not far off a year since he played. Straight into a United team, away from home, Stamford Bridge. Tough game to come into, and he did fantastically well. Would have been so easy to pick Phil Jones. Phil Jones has been fit for the longest time, probably since he was about 4 years of age. You know, he's been fit for a long time now, Phil Jones. He could have picked him in this game, and I think if he had picked him in this game, we wouldn't have won because he would have been a weak spot. So Eric Bailly being picked and Phil Jones not being picked, that was brilliant by Ollie to chuck him into a game like that. So I thought that was a real positive. The second positive for me was, look, it's obvious, but Bruno Fernandes being given a freer role. With Matic back, it allowed us not to play Bruno as a CDM, which he ridiculously did against Wolves. But maybe he had to do that. I think there was other options for him to do that. But Bruno in a freer role puts Bruno around the area that he needs to be, which is in the final third. So look, obvious, but Ollie doesn't necessarily do the obvious. So I thought that was good. And the third thing, and a lot of people may not have noticed this, but Jesse Lingard not even on the bench. I thought that, to me, although it had no bearing on the game, Lingard could have come on for the last 10 minutes instead of Pereira and run around a bit like Pereira did. But it's symbolic that Lingard's had his chance. He's had a year of chances. He doesn't offer anything. He shouldn't even be on the bench. And I know that sounds really cruel, but football's an entertainment business. Football's about results. Lingard's had his chance. Now he must wait for his chance because there are players that are more rewarded, more deserving of that position on the bench. And I thought that actually, from Ollie, who has got loads and loads, has been so patient with Lingard, has backed him publicly way beyond many managers would. And I can't criticise Ollie for that, but to not have him in the squad yesterday, I thought was the right decision. And it sends a right message out to his squad and to the fans that, look, all right, maybe I have been a bit too lenient on an underperforming player, but now it's time to go to work. And he's had his chances, and if he wants to get back in, he's going to have to work hard. And maybe he will be part of the team on Thursday, I probably will do, but I thought for the big game last night, he wasn't. And the most important thing was to win the game last night. And I liked what Solskjaer said after the game that, you know, Bruno said it as well, we need to be better on the ball. If you want to be critical about the performance yesterday, and there still are people being critical, they will say, well, you know what? We beat Chelsea, but we beat Chelsea on the opening day. We beat Chelsea in the cup in the autumn. We can beat Chelsea. It's not a shock. And how did we beat Chelsea? We didn't have loads of shots on target. One was a set piece. One was just a brilliant goal from a great cross and a brilliant header from Martial. How many shots on Caballero did we actually have compared to the amount of chances Chelsea had? And let's be honest, Chelsea's front line had about as much bite as a basking shark. They were absolutely toothless. And on the balance of play, Chelsea played the better football. Chelsea created the better chances. But we took our chances. But you know what? I think if we are to turn a page and we are to look between now and May, maybe we shouldn't look at what happened too much in January, December, November, October. And maybe we should just be looking at now. We've had that winter break. Ollie said this will make a big difference. The team's going to come together. We've got a couple of new signings. We're going to play better football. We're more energetic. And against Chelsea, I don't know whether we played better football. We looked more dangerous because of the players like Bruno and because Martial looked sharper. And the delivery of our set pieces was brilliant. We hit the post with one. You know, Maguire nearly scored two. Not one, he nearly scored two. So there was improvement there. But as I said last night, as an individual performance, going to Chelsea, soaking up pressure and being clinical on the break, is that not the perfect away performance? Now, of course, unfortunately, United tend to play like this, no matter whether they're home or away, no matter who the opposition is. So that's the challenge for Solskjaer now. As an isolated result, what we did last night, I've got no problems with it. Chelsea, they're in fourth place. They're 6 points ahead of us. Let's let them have the ball. Let's hit them on the break. And it worked. And we won 2-0. And that is a great result for us. We can't do that against Watford. We can't be going to Goodison Park and doing it. We can't be playing five at the back against Goodison at Everton. We've got to go more on the front foot without a shadow of a doubt. So I agree with that. But these are the things we'll learn in the future. I mean, are we going to play three centre-backs against Club Brugge? I mean, they're a good Belgian team. What I would say, I don't want to talk about what Solskjaer got wrong because he got so much right last night and we got the 3 points we deserved. I personally would repeat what I said on my match reaction last night and I would ask you lot, would it have made any difference if we played four at the back last night? I don't think it would. I thought Chelsea was so toothless. They still managed to create chances against us with three centre-backs. I think with two centre-backs, with Bailly and Maguire, we would have been better organised. I think at times, Shaw and Bailly and Wan-Bissaka and Williams and Maguire, they were almost getting in each other's way. We had so many players back. I think if we'd played a back four yesterday, we still would have won that game, but we would have had more options going forward. We would have been able to get to our attackers a little bit more because we didn't actually have that much of the ball in the final third, that much possession. But look, we won the game. What I would like to see is go to a back four. I think Eric Bailly and Harry Maguire can do it. Two centre-backs is absolutely fine. Then you can have another extra player further up the pitch to create more chances. And that's the way I think we need to go. But what a 3 points it was. And it gives momentum and it gives positivity. And look, Solskjaer, when things are going well, Solskjaer's positive, half-glass-full demeanour is palatable. When it's not and he's there smiling and everything, it makes you want to throw up. But I feel good today. I do feel that we're looking at the situation of the future and we're going, well, look, we've got a question mark over the future of Manchester United. Ollie was talking last night about too many games. We're playing Monday, Thursday, Sunday. I don't know why we couldn't have had our game at the weekend. We're in Europe, and I agree with him on that. But we won that game. There is momentum there. You can mix it up against Club Brugge. You could play a Mata. You could bring a Lingard in. You could start a Greenwood and keep a few players fresher for the game on Sunday. You've got McTominay to come back. Pogba at some point, as I said. And we've got to take the momentum from this. The biggest thing, I mean, Club Brugge will take care of itself. If we draw there, even if we lose 1-0, we've still got a chance at Old Trafford to turn that around. But Watford at Old Trafford on Sunday, that is massively important for us to win that game. And also what I want to say about Ollie is his... Some would say, well, he's had to do it, but his persistence with Martial through what I think was an overhyped bad performance. Let's not forget, if you take penalties off Anthony Martial, this is a big stat for you. If you take penalties off Marcus Rashford, Anthony Martial scored the same amount of goals as Rashford in less games. That's a fact. But one player is lauded as one of the best players in Europe when he was fit, and the other one is everyone's telling you he's out of form, he's not good enough to play for Manchester United. That header yesterday, not many people can score that goal. Marcus Rashford can't score that header because he closes his eyes. That was a brilliant, brilliant header from Anthony Martial and it shows what he's got in him. And in a result that maybe, in a performance that wasn't superb, he did what he needed to do. He scored the goal. You've got to put the balls into the box. And Martial, and Solskjaer must have a good relationship because Martial kept going. Martial's got the goal beyond the criticism, and Ollie has stuck by him, which I think is another positive. But it's going to be interesting what happens with Paul Pogba. We've got the Flex and Rant show coming up later, and they're going to be talking about Pogba, because I've said, look, Rant backs Pogba so much. Flex is a bit more realistic about it. Straight away, get into that video and talk about that. So that's going up for you a little bit later. My stance on Pogba has always been this, and I don't know what you are, but on Twitter at the moment, we've got a poll saying, should Pogba play for Manchester United again? If nobody is aware of what's happened, his agent has come out, had a pop at Solskjaer, said that Pogba won't be made a prisoner by Manchester United, which I think is in response to some story a couple of days ago that Manchester United are willing to not play Pogba so he can't go to the Euros. I mean, that's just a weird story. I don't even know why Raiola would even react to that. But I think it's a power struggle. And I think United have got to very much handle this in the right way. What we're going to see and what we're already seeing, a number of United fans turning on Paul Pogba. I would ask for a little bit more maturity on this. I would go back to what I've said before. What's best for Manchester United Football Club between now and May? Do you want Solskjaer sacked and another interim? Or do you want to give it Solskjaer till May and let's see what happens? And if he's not good enough, you maybe do get a Poch. What do you want to do with Pogba between now and May? Do you want him never to play for Manchester United again and sell him in the summer? Or do you want him to play for Manchester United and sell him in the summer? Because for me, I just think, let's stop all the arguing. Let's have a grown-up conversation with Paul Pogba and Mino Raiola and say, you can go in the summer, but you get fit and you play. That's what I want. Because Paul Pogba in a Manchester United team is a better Manchester United team. And a better Manchester United team has got a better chance of getting Champions League football. We don't need to fall out. We sell Paul Pogba in the summer, but we use him between now and the summer. And I would implore United fans who are very frustrated and don't like Paul Pogba that actually, by going on social media or by being at the ground and booing Paul Pogba and slagging him off, all you're doing is weakening Manchester United. What if Bruno gets an injury or doesn't adjust? What if McTominay or Matic or Fred get an injury? We do need Paul Pogba. He makes us a better team. Falling out and making the situation toxic benefits not us. It benefits him because he will get his move anyway, probably for cheaper. He will still go to the Euros, whether he plays for United or not. That's a nonsense. He's a massive, massive part of Deschamps' French side. He will go no matter what. He will move no matter what, but he will go cheaper if there's a toxic relationship. We've got to act like adults and not act like, you know, immature children on this. We've got to be better than this. Let's not get drawn into the argument. Let's get Paul Pogba back and let's get him playing. Because ultimately, yeah, you know what? We use him instead of him using us. Forget about whether you want Pogba on the back of your shirt. Forget about whether you want to follow him on Insta and see what his hair looks like. I want Paul Pogba in a Manchester United shirt making us better between now and May. That's all I'm bothered about because I want Manchester United in the Champions League next season. And I think Pogba gives us a better chance of that. And then it's cheerio Pogba in the summer. Bye-bye. But we should have sold him last summer. And let me just say this. For all the anger towards Pogba and his agent, let me just say this. Lukaku threw his toys out of the pram, forced a move last summer. Pogba went on the tour, acted professional, was forced to stay. Whose fault is it when you ask to move, you act respectful and you get forced to stay, but you watch somebody else who throws his toys out of the pram and gets his move? If you're Pogba and Raiola, you're like, hold on a minute. We've been forced to stay when we wanted to go, and Lukaku and Sanchez forced their move out by being, you know, moody. And yet here they are again talking about staying for another season. We've got no option here. We're going to have to be the moody, disruptive people to get the move that we should have got last summer. And again, I do think a lot of this comes down to, not Solskjaer, not the fans, this comes down to Woodward and co again. They should have sold Pogba in the summer. It's been an absolute, and don't forget this, it's been an absolute PR disaster. They forced the player to stay. They didn't sign a midfielder. The player they forced to stay has missed most of the season. And we've had the worst season we've had since 1989. We should have signed Bruno Fernandes in the summer, and whether we kept Pogba or not. But imagine if we'd sold Pogba and bought Bruno, which was easy. We would have been a better team. We would be in the top four. Chelsea have lost 9 games and they're in fourth place. You can say Manchester United don't deserve fourth, and you can easily say that we're having our worst season in 30 years. But how can you say we don't deserve fourth when Chelsea have lost 9 games? And Spurs have been crap. You know, we deserve it as much as any of the other crap teams around us. And actually, if you look at the turn of the year, 18 points have been available in the Premier League. We've took 7. That's still not great, but we're there knocking on the door again. Momentum. Momentum, momentum. That is the thing for Manchester United now. We need to get some momentum and move forward. I expected us to win last night. I predicted 2-1. We won 2-0. I expect us to win against Watford. That's the big game for me now. Bruges, you know what? The Europa League's important, but if we'd lost last night, it would have been all the eggs in one basket. Right now, we can go, Europa League's important, but so's the league. I would take top four in the Premier League over the Europa League. I know that's not winning a trophy, but the trouble with the Europa League, you could get all the way to the final at the end of May. You could have Inter Milan or Ajax or Arsenal, lose it, and you're back in the Europa League. Or you can sit there with your feet up in early May, knowing that you've got top four. So, you know, we've opened the door. We've opened the door to top four. Smash a like on the video. Subscribe if you're new. Get your comments in below about Pogba and everything else I've discussed. What impressed you about last night? Or are you not impressed? Where do you stand now? I mean, are you still thinking Solskjaer's not the right man? What I would say to those people is, what did we see last night that we haven't seen before with Solskjaer? It was still the sit-back, counter-attacking football. I agree with that. But I also would say momentum. The door's open to top four. Positivity, a couple of new players, players coming back. Maybe we can go on a run of results. Maybe we can be the consistent team. Because what I will say is, the team that's the most consistent between now and May will get top four. Speak to you all soon. Thanks for watching.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.